this Warrior Sound update, bringing you the scene from the Rakuten Performance Center at team headquarters, where on Thursday, DeMarcus Cousins addressed the gathered media.
How are you feeling now on the cusp of playing a game and getting ready to get back to basketball?
That's a relief. Like I said, it's been a long year for me. A lot of ups and downs, but the finish line is ahead, and I'm extremely excited to be back on the floor.
Who did you rely on when you had those downs?
Family. A lot of things switch up for you once you kind of, are out of the picture and reality hits. It's kind of an out of sight, out of mind type of thing. So a lot of people that were, all about you kind of disappear, and now reality hits you and you realize people that really are in your corner. So this is a good year for me on top of all the negatives, because like I said, you really realize who's in your corner. So, family.
And as a basketball player, are you ready to remind people who you are?
Oh, yeah. Same person. I play with a chip on my shoulder. I use different things as fuel to, keep me moving forward. And I'm going to use the same thing. So I'm looking forward to, proving myself on the floor.
Steve said you kind of had a breakthrough in the past couple of scrimmages. Did you notice a real difference in your conditioning and just how you felt?
I mean, Steve was kind of looking for a certain thing, on the coach's side of things. But for me, it was kind of the same thing every day. So it was hard to kind of find that point where I could just break through and actually do what he was looking for. I think that's more on the coaching side of things. And I'm at the point where I'm at now, and like I said, I'm ready to just be back on the floor.
Do you know what that thing was?
No, you gotta ask Coach.
DeMarcus, he was remembering the game at Sacramento a couple years ago when he got tossed and he ran out on the court and had to be restrained by Mike Brown, and he remembers you waving goodbye to him. he said you both have, a fire about you. And do you remember that moment, and how much do you appreciate sort of his?
Oh yeah, fire? Of course I remember that. That's we actually won that game, but. It just shows that he's out there battling for his players, and his emotions are in the game, which is great. In the past I've played for coaches that, I won't even speak on that. Anyway, but yeah, it's good to show that his emotions are in the game.
DeMarcus, what was that dunk
like
from KD?
That's whack. What's up? What we got next?
How much do you your fire? Curse fire, he also mentioned Draymond, kind of all relate to each other and that emotion part of the game?
It just shows that your heart is in it. When I'm going to battle every night, I want all my teammates to have their heart into the game. And it shows that you care. It shows that it means something to you. I'm not really a fan of the guys that are emotionless on the floor. So I appreciate guys like Kay. I appreciate every guy in that locker room, because they all play with emotions in the game. So those are the type of guys I want to go to war with.
What did you learn about this organization the past few months that you didn't know before you signed with Golden State?
They actually do miss shots.
how do you settle on January 18th as like the target that comes back?
It was a battle, between myself, training staff, the guys at the top. So eventually we all got on the same page and we settled for that date.
When you say a battle, were you kind of pushing for earlier or feeling like you wanted to be earlier?
It was all over the place, honestly. And it's not really a point into getting into, what date we wanted. But we ended up finding this date. So let's get ready for the 18th.
Steve said he's going to start you right off the bat and figure out what rotations make sense. And are you eager to kind of see how this all comes together as you incorporate?
I am. I've finished one step, and that's completing the rehab and, getting back to the floor. But now it's more steps ahead, which is, building the chemistry, finding myself within the team. It's all finding a comfortable place playing together. So it's more steps ahead, and I believe that's what he meant by it.
Marcus, would it have been anything special to come back against New Orleans? And were you playing maybe the best ball of your career before you right before you got hurt?
Nah, I'm past that point in my life. I'll just be glad to be back on the floor. I'm not really looking for a vengeance game or anything for headlines or anything like that. So I'll be glad to be back on the floor, playing a game that I love to play. And I can care less who it is. I'll just be happy to be on the floor.
What changes do you think you're going to have to make in your game, say, offensively for starters, to?
Well, it's obvious I won't be taking as many shots as I have in the past. And it's an adjustment for everybody. So I believe that's pretty obvious.
How much have you enjoyed kind of mentoring? You know, how has that helped you get through as well with, you know, working with some of these big guys and being a sounding board, being an encouraging force for them?
It's been fun. I'm actually on the older side of things now. I've usually been the, you know, younger guy on the team, but that's kind of changed working with, you know, the younger bigs here. So, but it's also kept me engaged with the game. You know, it's hard to, you know, be engaged on the sideline and just watching, but, you know, being able to work with those young guys every day has kept me engaged.
I know you've been with the team for a while now, but given that your career started in Sacramento and what that city meant to you, is it going to still be kind of surreal putting that Warriors uniform on for the first time? What do you think that moment is going to be like for you?
Honestly, I don't really know. I haven't really got that far ahead yet. It's kind of taking it a day at a time. I've done that through this entire process, so I'll probably say that question for me later on.
Is there going to be a flood of emotions for you, though? How much you've been waiting for this and how much, I guess, maybe perspective it's put into your game and the love of basketball?
It'll be a lot of emotions, honestly. And I don't think anybody could ever really understand this, and I don't really expect them to unless they've, you know, they've experienced themselves. Experienced it themselves. So, you know, it'll be a lot of emotions. It'll be a big day for me.
Are you excited to play with Draymond, as vocal as he is on the defensive end of the floor? Are you excited to play with him?
I'm excited to play with everybody. I'm excited to be coached by the coaching staff. I'm excited to play in front of the fans. I'm just excited to play basketball again. Like I said, it's not one particular thing that's really standing out for me besides just being on the floor. So maybe later on I can, you know, find a specific thing that I like the most, but as of right now, just playing basketball is the main thing for me.
Sorry about that. DeMarcus, how will you gauge success in your first game? Will it be how your wind is afterwards, or how will you gauge that?
I'm not really looking for anything particular. Like, this is the next step for me. I finished the rehab process, and I was just, you know, getting acclimated with the guys, finding my wind, finding my legs. I'm not expecting to come out and score 50 points or anything like that. It'd be great if I could, but I'm not. That's not my expectation. So, you know, just coming out, being a part of the team, and winning the game, that's good enough for me.
As you've gone through this process, have you gained a new appreciation for how these guys work, Clay down on that court, and the way Kevin works with Nash and Steph's shooting routine, and just
do I have an appreciation for how they work?
A new appreciation for how this, yeah, how they all work each day. And
oh, well, I've been around these guys before. I know the time and the work that they put into their craft. So, I mean, I can see it every day now. So, if you mean it in that aspect, yes. But it's easy to be on the outside looking in and think they just come out on the floor and just, you know, throw shots up and they're going. But they put a lot of work into their craft.
DeMarcus, as a veteran player, were there benefits to sitting and watching and being passive these last few months, or not? Or would the benefits have just been playing?
Say that again.
Were there benefits to sitting and watching? Is it when you couldn't get out on the floor? Did it help you? Will it help in your integration into the team at all that you?
It was some benefits because you see a lot of things from the sidelines that you wouldn't see, you know, being out there on the floor. So kind of saw the game in a different aspect, and I believe it's helped me in more ways than one. So hopefully I can take that onto the floor when I do get back out there.
You get excited at all the different ways you see yourself fitting in when you watch those other guys?
I do. I see a lot of things that I can help with, and a lot of areas that I fit right away in. So and it's also some areas that I have to work my way towards being able to be a part of. So it's a lot of things I've seen.